Sean, I think I'd best just ask you what happened.
We played really poorly and was up against a team that wanted it more. They ran out and they put the players on better than us, and just real, real poor performance.
You pride yourself, I know you've said it a million times to me, on your defence. It didn't seem to be there at times tonight.
Non-existent. We've beaten in every department. They ran out, they put the players on better, they're more effective in every department, and that's worrying for me. You know, to be beaten in every department, that's never happened to me before in my career, and this is the worst day I've ever had in my coaching career.
Could you put your, just in this instant, soon after the game, does anything strike you as to why it happened? Was there something so obviously wrong out there, structure-wise, anything at all?
We trained really well all week, Phil, but I could tell from the first set our D wasn't aggressive enough, and we got spooked by, you know, the play of the ball. We were scared again and involved. And
scared?
Well, yeah, we got penalised so much, so we ended up rushing, and they weren't rushing, and we got spooked by it. So, and then you end up giving more penalties away, so it's a knock-on effect. You know, we just need to be more aggressive in contact, and we weren't. They were more aggressive than us.
Is there a problem? I've got to ask you this, when you said the players are doing it, are you worried about what's being coached at all in some ways? There's something wrong that you think that you can put right in your coaching staff?
Yeah, I need some clarification off of the RFL of what we can do and how long we can stay on, and it just seems to be that we're getting spooked regularly, and I can feel the players being tense and scared of giving penalties away and just not being effective on the floor, and they were very effective. They played the conditions really well, and they played us in every single department. I'm absolutely devastated.
Yeah. I'd have to agree with you from what I saw. It's the poorest Wigan performance I can see in for many, many years, but what I can't understand is where it was so wrong tonight. It just seemed from 1 to 17.
Yeah, we said all week we're going to complete, our completions were poor. We give penalties away when we're defending, and we just continually put pressure on ourselves. And then when we had to defend our line, they just scored at will. And I never thought I'd be involved in a performance where we're getting beaten as easy as that.
You know, and I know, when Wigan lose like that, all hell's going to break loose, isn't it? From fans, from media, from everything else. Tin hat time, is it? You've got to defend and come back stronger next week?
Oh yeah, I mean, I will never give in. We'll train hard. We'll be in the morning, first thing at 7 o'clock, and we'll train hard every day, and I just wish we were playing all tomorrow, because we want to put a few wrongs right, and it's up to me and the players to buckle down and make sure it happens.
Are you... One person actually sent me a message and said, I saw some of your senior players losing their discipline tonight?
No, I don't think they were. They're getting frustrated. There's no doubt about that. They're getting very, very frustrated with what was going on. But when you need to win the floor, you need to win the first contact, and we didn't do that. The fact is, they ran hard, and we didn't dig our shoulder.
You know, outplayed.
Yeah, absolutely. And there's no question with that. We were outplayed by the better team, and it's very disappointing and very worrying.
You gave people chances tonight, didn't you? You changed your side around.
Yeah, I did. I gave some people chances, dropped a few people. It didn't work. And I'm the man for that. I made them decisions. It didn't work. And I'm the one responsible for that. There's no question with that. But we'll bounce back. We'll be better against Hull. And we need to be. We have to be. I won't stand for that performance.
One person who's missing is your captain. Is there any possibility of him being back in the near future? Because his influence is clearly being missed out there.
No, he's out for a few weeks yet, so we can forget him. We need to do well with what we've got.
Somebody's got to step up here.
Absolutely. And, you know, we need to do better than what we've done tonight. There's no question of that. We need to improve massively. And really sadly, that we just didn't perform. And all the people that come and followed us today, I'm embarrassed.